The haunted house genre is a little, hasn't been up to par with in recent years. We've had, you know, The Shining, of course, and Stephen King came out with this remake book to that. So that movie is in production. So perhaps it'll revitalize the haunted house genre. But really, in the 80s, there was a good amount of haunted house movies, which I think became sort of gave way to really what you see now are vampires, zombies, and slasher films. The old school just place that you weren't supposed to inhabit, be it a pet cemetery or something like that. The evil that hangs on to the place itself. I mean, Rosemary's Baby, which is not just about the house, but the apartment is really the central figure in Rosemary's Baby. So what we have here is a throwback great haunted house movie. We are still here. It sparkles, or rather has the slow fuse of that 70s visual, orange/yellow, just an orange-yellow on everything, all the colors, the clothes. And there's no cell phones, so we get that out of the way. So what we have is just a classic film in which a couple moves into a house after losing their son, their college-age son, into an accident, and they invite people to come spend the weekend with them. And, of course, spoiler alert, the house is haunted by a family that was burned alive there by the town, even though the town pretended that they actually were selling bodies out there themselves. This is all slowly revealed, and people start to die in the house in awful ways. Really a great pace to the movie. But what we have here is that one of the town's folks who wonders why the house hasn't killed the family yet. Every 30 years, apparently, the house needs to be fed with a new family because the evil needs to be fed. And what we have instead is the fact that this family that has gone through the tragedy of losing their son is not killed. I think the underlying message here is that horror itself can only reach so deep, and that the woman who has seen her child die and is in just coming out of a deep depression cannot really be scared any more than she already has been, and there's no horror to sort of encapture that of the loss of a child any more than death itself. So that's it.